This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom today. We're waiting for Anthony, but he's not here yet. The scripture says, John 14:16, I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming to you. I will not leave you orphaned. We are not orphans. We belong to the Father. We are children of God through the blood of Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. I will not leave you orphaned. I remember a priest. They had a whole group of priests. They called themselves the orphaned ones. They were just out of their minds. Oh, yes, their mothers and fathers were gone. I understand that. But we are not orphaned. Jesus said, I will give you the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells within his people. And he wants to be active. But that's up to you. And that's up to me. Do we want God to be active in our life? Or do we want the same old thing to happen that has happened for the last 5 years? God wants to be active. And activity is in the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no activity. We see Pentecost. Pentecost came because of the Holy Spirit. We see that people are converted because of the Holy Spirit as they proclaim the gospel. It's all about living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit always points out Jesus. He doesn't point out himself. He points out Jesus. This Jesus whom you crucified on the day of Pentecost, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. This Jesus, I tell you, if you've got the Holy Spirit, you know Jesus Christ. You cannot know the Lord Jesus without the presence of the Holy Spirit. Only in the Holy Spirit do we know the Lord. And there are so many people that come to church that have no idea. And that's why the gospel needs to be preached every week. The gospel bringing people to Christ and Christ to people. Because people, even in church, they're good people. I'm not saying they're bad people, but they don't know God from the man in the moon. Oh, I do this because I've always done it. Oh, no, no. God wants to have a relationship with you, not because of what you did when you were a kid, but now. God wants a relationship with you. Are you going to have this relationship? Are you going to live in Christ? It's up to you. For most people, Jesus is just a historical figure. No, no, no. Because Jesus said, I will give you the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will glorify me. That's how we know who the Holy Spirit is. Because of the proclamation of Jesus Christ, not the proclamation of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Anthony, tell us about the power of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, he comes. He's a person. He can be grieved. He wants you to love and pay attention to him. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is life. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is vitality. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is multiplication. The Holy Spirit comes to reveal the thoughts of God. The Holy Spirit comes to reveal the destiny, the plans, and the purpose that God had for you before the foundation of the world. The Holy Spirit comes to introduce you to Jesus and heal you from the inside out. See, the Holy Spirit comes so that you can know who you are in Christ. And the fire of the Holy Spirit comes to burn out all the lies, burn out all the trauma, burn out all the doubt. See, the Holy Spirit comes to reveal to you who you are in Christ. Do you know who you are in Christ today? If you see yourself as someone who is rejected, abandoned, an orphan, because that may be how your life started, your life will always reflect rejection, abandonment, living as an orphan, living in lack. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that fire comes. And you know what happens? The Holy Spirit reveals to you the mind of God, that you are loved with an infinite love, that you are a son or daughter of Jesus, of God, that you are co-heirs of the divinity. And the Holy Spirit in his love begins to heal you from the inside out, so that you know that you are totally loved and filled in Christ, that you are a son of God. And when you walk into your true identity, then your reality needs to snap into place. When the Holy Spirit comes to heal you on the inside, then the outside of your life becomes healed and full.
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. I tell you, the Holy Spirit points out Jesus. You know, when I listen to people preach, I know if they've been filled with the Holy Spirit. If they've been filled with the Holy Spirit, they're going to be like the first Pentecost. This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. The proclamation of Jesus, that is the primary vocation of the Holy Catholic Church. The proclamation of Jesus in word and in sacrament.
What are you going to be doing tonight, Father?
Oh, tonight we're going to proclaim Jesus at Mass and then at the prayer meeting. You see, if your prayer meeting is only about, I got these troubles, and these troubles have always lived in mind, we need deliverance from these troubles through the power of Jesus Christ.
Because where Jesus is, there is solution. When people bring you their problems, we're not the psychologist. We're here to release the power of God to heal, to set the captives free, to release the truth, to break every lie. Father, who's invited to the prayer meeting tonight?
Anyone who is in need. That's all of us. We're all in need. Oh, I don't feel like I'm in need today. Well, you are anyway. You need more of God. You need more of the Holy Spirit. You need more to go out and touch people and bring them to Christ.
Oh! We need more life, more vitality, more vigor, more fire, more of God's glory. That when someone comes upon you, something should be pouring out of you. You know, something should be pouring out of you. It's the light of Christ. It's the fire of God. It's the living waters bubbling up out of you. Bronamasinko. Only come to the prayer meeting if you want to get wet today, because the new wine is going to spill upon you. You know, we got the drinking section up in the front of the church. These women are not drunk as you suppose. It is about 9 at night. It's drinking time. But they're drinking on the Holy Spirit. They're drinking in the new wine. They're leaving totally filled with the glory of God. But God wants to know, will you come and drink with us tonight?
What the church needs today and what I need today is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
You got it.
We need Pentecost. But I'm going to tell you, there's a cost in Pentecost. It means your life. It means the proclamation of the Lord Jesus by your life. We are living tabernacles of Christ Jesus. I do not only belong to myself anymore. I belong to him. He is the Lord. I am subject to him. And he gives himself to me. Imagine that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is true God and true man, comes to live in your heart through faith. That you are indwelt with Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. That means nothing can separate you from the love of God. And when it says nothing, it means zilch. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Only ourselves, only by our free will can we choose to separate us from the love of God. You know, we are either a slave to sin, which leads to death, or a slave to Christ, which leads to righteousness. Either way, you're on this earth for 80 years, maybe 100. You're going to be a slave to something. You might as well be a slave to Jesus Christ. And let the Holy Spirit fire come and empty you. You see, the Holy Spirit can only exist where you are not. The day I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the day Anthony began to die. And Jesus Christ began to be resurrected in me. Has it been an easy process? No. For the Lord, Jesus said, I am the vine. My Father is the vine dresser. He prunes everything that bears no fruit. Pruning is a hard process where we got to let go of control, let go of our plans, let go of our desires, let go of what Anthony wants so I can live for Jesus Christ. But it is so rewarding. Life in the Holy Spirit is the most exciting life that there ever is. Before I came to Jesus, I lived an exciting life. I was back and forth from to Las Vegas, to Miami, to running nightclubs, to everything of the world. But guess what? My life has so much more vitality. My life has so much more excitement. My life has so much more fulfillment now. Because before, I was a slave to sin, which led to death. But now I am a slave to Jesus Christ, which leads to righteousness. Hallelujah. And because Jesus is risen, anything can happen at any time. In one moment, I could pray and Jesus could pull someone out of a wheelchair through me. Jesus could heal someone of cancer. Jesus could lead someone into a new life, into salvation, that they could be saved in a gas station, in a supermarket, in a 7-Eleven, while I'm walking my dog, while I'm playing basketball, anytime, anywhere. You don't need to get ready if you stay ready. You don't need to be on if you stay on. You want to live in divine union with Jesus Christ. When you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. You know, as Jesus transforms you from the inside out and he heals every part of your soul, he revitalizes every part of your spirit, he fixes every part of your mind, then your life, the physical world is an echo of the spiritual world. Come, Holy Spirit, and release your fire upon every person. Because if your mind is right, if your thinking is right, then your whole life will be correct in Jesus Christ. We are either programmed by the world or we're programmed by the Word of God.
Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away. If I go away, I will send the Holy Spirit. You see, when Jesus walked the earth, he could only be one place at one time. But in the power of the Holy Spirit, you can be touched at this moment, as well as 5,000 other people, through the power of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the counselor. He's our perimason. He stands before the Lord. He loves us, and he has plans for us in Christ. You see, the church should be the most exciting thing in the world.
Oh!
Why? Because Jesus said, I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned. It is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I cannot send the Holy Spirit. So the risen Lord Jesus pours upon the church, if we want it, the gift of the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to tell you, it calls for death. Death to our plans. Our plans are not in the Holy Spirit. The death to our plans, giving Jesus the right, you can do what you want to do in me today. Everything you want, I surrender. Death to your plans. You want to know why? Because your plans are not good enough. Your plans are not, neither are mine. We're not good enough. The Lord has plans for you. The scripture says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you call upon me with all your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. I have plans for you, but are you going to let go of your plans? Are you going to let go of your plans? You see, you cannot have both. You cannot have both. That's why so little happens in places, because they and we want our plans and not the plan of God. And the plan of God is the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm going to ascend to the Father. And it is better for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has been sent. We received that wonderful Holy Spirit at baptism. We received that wonderful Holy Spirit at confirmation, but have we surrendered to that wonderful Holy Spirit?
Because we can't heal ourselves. We can't free ourselves. We have the Holy Spirit in the measure that we allow him to empty us. You see, if I'm only emptied 5% of Anthony, the Holy Spirit only has 5% of me to dwell in. But if I just am completely surrendered to God and I do what I do, how do we empty ourselves? By doing the will of God in every moment. When the Holy Spirit tells me to go pray for this person, but my flesh doesn't want to because he might reject me, but I do it anyways, a part of me dies. When I'm in the church service and the Holy Spirit tells me to give abundantly, give 100, give 1,000. He tells us to give to our means. And I don't want to give because I have fear in me that if I give this, God won't supply, won't have enough. But I say, no, Lord, I trust in you. And I give everything I have to the Lord Jesus Christ. A part of me just died. A part of me just died. And then a part of me is resurrected in Christ when I see that God has provided tenfold what I have just given. Because it is impossible to give to the Lord Jesus and not be blessed myself. That I know my life is created to be a river, not a reservoir. We'll say it again. My finances, my life, it is supposed to be a river, not a reservoir. I'm not supposed to hoard on to the things I have and squeeze the life out of them. I'm supposed to receive from heaven and release even more abundantly back into the kingdom. And it flows like a river. And the more I give, the more the current from heaven flows. The more joy fills my heart when I give. The more I know I can trust my Father in heaven because I am not an orphan. I am a co-heir with the divinity with Christ, and I am co-creating. That the Lord loves a joyful giver. And when I give in joy, that there is multiplication. Because when there is joy, there is multiplication. Where there is gratitude, where there is love, there is multiplication. Where there is fear, where there is lack, where there is unbelief, God, there is division. But you know what the Lord says? It's a principle of the Spirit. Fear cannot just leave us. We can't drive out fear. Fear needs to be replaced. And the Bible says the perfect love of God casts out all fear because there is no love in fear. So the remedy of fear is love. The remedy of control is surrender. The remedy of darkness is light. Disorder, order, chaos, peace, death to life. You see, when the light of Christ comes, there is no battle with the darkness. The light of Christ comes to overshadow the darkness. We got to understand that you are our... What did Paul tell the Ephesian church? That blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing
in the heavens.
He told Corinthian church, you do not lack any spiritual blessing as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. So what spiritual blessing do you lack? Do you lack God's power? Do you lack God's provision? Do you lack God's love? It is all in your soul. God has placed it in there before the foundation of the world. He has put you on this earth with a mission, and he has supplied you every spiritual, physical, earthly blessing to complete the mission God has entrusted you to. But it is only the Holy Spirit that brings us from death to life, that he allows us to know Christ, and he begins to activate every blessing that is already in us, activate every provision, because a man will reap what he sows. And if we sow into the Spirit, we will reap into the physical.
You have to believe that. We need Pentecost is what we need. You see, on the day of Pentecost, the disciples and the 120 were filled. But it's not only for then. Now is Pentecost a reality. And the church is in need of it. I am in need of it. Without Pentecost, we cannot give anything to people as we proclaim the Word of God. We need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Most people know nothing about the Holy Spirit. And you know what? If they know nothing about the Holy Spirit, they know nothing about Jesus. nothing. Oh, he was a good teacher. I'm telling you, if Jesus was only a good teacher, he was a shyster because he proclaimed that he was God. He was not only a good teacher. He was the teacher sent by God. He is God, the incarnate Son of the Father. He's not only a teacher. He's the Lord. And without his lordship, nothing is real.
Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot know more about Jesus than we do about George Washington. We can read about him in the book, just like we can read about George Washington in a book. And we can know when he was born, what he did, what he said. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he introduces you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you become to know Jesus, not only in your head, but in your heart, mind, soul, body, everything within you submits to the lordship of Jesus.
You need to live in the Acts of the Apostles. Me too.
How many chapters?
I think 28.
Who's the 29th?
29th is you and me. We are the 29th chapter, living out the presence of the Holy Spirit, proclaiming Jesus Christ. You see, when I was 21, I learned one thing that I've never forgot. It's not about the gifts of the Spirit. It's about the proclamation of Jesus. I learned that one thing when I was 21. And by God's grace, I've not deviated from it. Because the Holy Spirit proclaims Jesus. Not me. Not even the church. The Holy Spirit proclaims Christ. That's his vocation. Proclaiming Jesus Christ. Who are you proclaiming? Who am I proclaiming? By our lives. The Holy Spirit says, if you are filled with me, you can say, even as they said, this Jesus whom you crucified. I did it. I crucified Jesus by my sins. This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. Is he your Lord and your Messiah? Or are you your Lord and your Messiah? I'm going to tell you, if you are the Lord of your life and your own Messiah, you are very dull. Nothing is happening. If the Lord of my life is me, I am very dull. Nothing is happening. The church should be the place of being vibrant because of the Holy Spirit. And when people come, they say, I was touched. Something happened to me. You know why? Because they were enlightened by the presence of the Spirit in that gathering. Without the presence of the Spirit in gatherings, you have death. And death is nothing good for us.
All we have is religious activities. The Lord says, let it be done to you according to your faith. When you preach the word of God, are you releasing faith that as Jesus preached the word, the power of God was with him there to heal? When you preach in absolute surrender, in faith, in authenticity, God's power cannot help but to follow. God can go through a pure vessel. And the pure vessel doesn't even mean that this person never sins, because we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. A pure vessel is someone who is authentic. A pure vessel is someone whose heart is sold out and beating for the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit that speaks through us. So what is our job? To die to ourselves so we can be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God. Father, what is the biggest impediment to the new move of, God?
Me.
And the old move.
And the old move. If we are into ourselves, nothing's going to happen. We need to be into Jesus. You see, the early church prospered because the Holy Spirit was upon them. And because the Holy Spirit was upon them, the name of Jesus was proclaimed. What are we proclaiming in our churches? Bazaars? Cake deaths? Cake? What are they called? Cake? Whatever.
Bingo.
Bingo. You know, the church was formed to proclaim Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now it's summer, and people are going to say, well, we're not going to preach today because it's too hot. Well, it's even hotter in hell.
Exactly. And we got about 100 kids outside, 90 degrees. I woke up, and they were all singing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless you're like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you want to have a prayer answered for you, go to a Catholic school and ask the second graders to pray for you. Because Jesus will never deny the prayers of a child. Why? Because a child has faith. A child has purity. A child doesn't have unbelief. They hear the word of God and they believe. And a child is vibrant and happy and excited. And they love Jesus. They're not biased. They don't have church hurt. Anything that's happened to you, let it go. Let it go. Because unless you become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of God. And behind us, I hear about 100 children singing the praises of God, jumping on the moon bounce, sliding down the water slide. Hallelujah. Lord, let me become like a child. Father Tom is the oldest child I know. Upper 78 and still a child singing the praises of God.
Thanks be to God.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.